This is the podcast that gives you news and views from a Nod Street perspective. This is Nod Street Cast.
And welcome to Nod Street Cast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Josh.
Hey, Josh, how are you doing?
Hey, JoJo. I am doing well, friend. How about you?
I'm doing okay. If you notice, I sound a little different. I have a head cold, believe it or not.
And Joe never gets sick, y'all. So.
I never do. Yeah, this is the first time in years. I've been appreciably, I've been sick.
I feel bad because I'm rushing you because I have a hurricane coming. And I'm like, if we're going to do this show, like, you're, poor thing, you're sick. And I'm like, oh.
No, you know what it is? I feel fine. It's just, sound like shit.
But you look good, too.
Like, oh, well, thank you.
I wouldn't have known. Otherwise, your voice, you can't hear it in your voice. But it's kind of sexy, friends. So.
Hello.
Ooh. I love those manly, masculine voices. As we all know, this bitch ain't got one.
Anyways.
But you gonna AI me and make me sound like all butch.
Just wait, one day I'll replace you with an AI host. Yeah.
You probably will. Would not surprise me.
I was actually watching a YouTube video there where basically it's a radio DJ dude, and he basically showed something off on ChatGPT where he was basically kind of like a virtual co-host, and she was actually doing a pretty damn good job. Granted, she had to be kind of prompted to say things in a certain way, but it's like, could you say this in an Irish accent? And then she'd come back and say it, and it'd be absolutely perfect, you know? So
I do like my ChatGPT because it helps me sometimes. Like, I'll just type in a few words and I need something like for an idea, and it'll give me too much stuff or it won't give me too, you know, I mean, I never copy and paste it exactly because then it doesn't sound like me. I need that originality. But it might help me with some ideas or creative brainstorming and thinking of that nature. But
it's a good starting point. It gets you off on the right foot there, and then you can modify it there so it fits your style a little bit better. Yeah.
Yeah.
I use it all the time for that there, too.
Yeah, me too.
I use it to help write commercials and, you know, do all kinds of stuff there. So
with posts and advertising and marketing and sales and all the stuff that I do, I really got used to it. Like, just. Mm-hmm. I could give it a few words and say, I want more, I want less. And then, you know, then I have to tailor it to me, of course. So,
yeah. But it's like, it's kind of like gets you started, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like you just start a blank pad of paper and it's kind of like, what the hell do I write? And then
I know.
Have ChatGPT start you off. And then it's like, okay, well, I can work with this then.
Right. And then the funny thing is that I always read it and go, and nobody's going to think that I said this, you know? So I have to definitely personalize it because otherwise. Oh, yeah. It's just like, everybody's gonna be like, there's no way in hell he wrote that.
Plus, ChatGPT likes to use like very flowery language, you know?
Yes. And then the funny thing is, this is what really fucks me up, pardon the French, is I'll get something from ChatGPT, right? And I'll go to send an email or do like an email template or something like that for sales and marketing and stuff. And then Grammarly attacks it. And then I'm like, and then Grammarly's AI. They have their AI now too. Do you want this to sound more persuasive? Do you want this to sound more formal? And then before I know it, I'm like, this is nowhere like what I even started with. Like,
right?
AI attacking AI. Like, okay.
It's like one of those cases there. I had AI. Well, just AI attacking me there. I basically, with work, I was filing a ticket there, and their AI decided, hey, this belongs in a different category than how you originally sent it out. Would you like to change the category to this? I'm like, well, you guys know better than me, so sure.
Go for it.
And then they came back and they said, please refile the ticket under the correct category. And I'm like, I'm sitting there, it's like, you son of bitches, you guys told me to change the ticket
there
to this category.
There still has to be a human behind
instead of the other
I'm
one there.
Sorry.
Instead of you just going and re-signing the ticket to the correct category and actually fixing the problem, you're telling me to refile the damn ticket. It's like, I've been doing tech support for 20 some odd years, and this is the farthest thing from a solution I've ever heard in my whole entire life. Okay, so I'm refiling the ticket. You guys fix it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm probably the worst person to file tickets with, you know, because it's kind of like, I do this for a living there, so I don't put up with any bullshit, you know?
Well, guess what? I wrote a not so nice email last night because the hurricane's coming. And I wake up and the cat's having a hairball and she's hacking. And I'm like, really, girlfriend?
Oh, good Lord.
And this is the second night in a row. So I'm getting 5 a.m. wake up calls from the kitty cat. I wish it was from, like, you know, a guy. But anyway.
Hairballs into your hole, huh?
I know, right? Like, what the fuck? So the first night I didn't get her off. So I steam cleaned my carpet, whatever, you know, did my linens and everything. So last night I managed to. And then, you know, I look up at the ceiling because it started raining. And I've already got a huge water spot. Like, and this is just from the first storm. We haven't even got Helene yet. So she's on her way. We had another storm that came in. And people could see what I'm looking at right now, like, people are trying to come home. Joe can tell you the power just went out. We had to restart.
Yeah.
It just, even though I live where it's flat, it's just, it's all water. It's just standing and it's going to be crazy. So please pray for Florida right now. Oh my gosh. South Carolina, you guys are going to get Georgia, like, hit
by the brunt of the rain and everything there. So I was looking at the weather forecast there. It looks like the wind. Yeah.
It's going to be really bad. I mean, school's been out. Our AIDS walk at with Little Kim and everybody was scheduled for Saturday. It's been canceled. The Braves game last night was canceled with the New York Mets. All the schools are out. It's a state of emergency. So crazy times in Georgia. The lights are about to go out in Georgia, baby. That's
for sure. Yeah. The night the lights went out in Georgia. Yeah, it's going to be literally tonight.
Yeah. So tell me about the new site, Joe.
Yeah. So not you gave me a little sneak preview.
So tell me more.
Took it live this week here. And basically with it being live now, basically I had to clean off a lot of the old cruft and everything there. I swear I have to do this every few months there, but.
Bye, Becca. Just joking.
No.
Becca. I just had to say that to mess with her.
Basically what it is that instead of taking the current site and working with it and just modifying it and everything there, I started from scratch.
Ugh.
It rebuilt the whole entire site from scratch. So, which in that case there, I think worked out pretty well there because it's kind of like, the new one's a lot lighter, a lot faster and everything there. But the big difference is that we used to host the shows ourselves and now they're hosted by a third party. So now I have just links out to their website for all the shows.
Okay.
So there used to be shows on our website and they're not there anymore. And thus, in this case here, it's causing a bunch of like links to break, like old links.
Oh my gosh, we have that all the time. Like in my industry, we switch website providers and stuff, and then it's like,
So basically a bunch of 404 errors. So basically what I did there is that I created a custom 404 error page. So if you hit one of those old ones there, you have links to find the new podcast and everything there. So in this case here then, basically, so it's a little more informative there. So that way, in that case then, I think it's a little more search engine optimization friendly, SEO friendly. So
Jojo, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, basically what it is, there's that, for example, like I can just redirect everybody who gets a error page back to just the main page. That's not tacky. Good. But that's not good to do apparently. And
this
so
is why
in this
I have
case
Joe
here,
for all my technical support, because guess what? I just call him up and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. And I'm like, fix it. And he does it. And then he tries to explain it to me. And I'm like, no.
Well, I tried to explain it in plain language.
Yes, but it's still over my head.
Right.
But how's things going in Pittsburgh? Please give me a different scenery other than what I'm looking at, which is flooding all day, you know, like for real.
Well, it's also cloudy and overcast. It's not quite raining as much as it is there. And even from Helena, Helene. Yeah, we're not getting as much rain.
I'm going to put on a mask.
What kind of mask?
Oh, do you not remember the Queen Helene? Like, it was a Mint Julie mask or something like that. They sold them all the time when I was little. And I used to do them with my sister and even my mom.
And
they're
what
so
kind of
ghetto.
Mask is it?
It's green. You put it on and it's green and it hardens. I don't know if you could still buy them or not. Like, there's a cocoa butter made by them too. But it was so funny. I've joked with all my friends today. I was like, I'm going to do a knit mask later for Helene, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what else am I going to do? Because everything's fucking shut down, you know? Like,
right.
It's crazy. Like, I had to go to the doctor earlier and like, oh my gosh, just to get an Uber and get back, it took forever because 85 is always a nightmare, but add this
completely water filled
and the water and the hydro planning, like it was even worse. And the other side, I don't even remember if I was going north or south, y'all, but anyway, it was on the way back. And like me and my Uber driver, thank you, Tavis, if you're listening. Tavis,
all of a sudden, we know we're going sideways.
Rock. I had the best Uber driver ever today. Tavis was his name.
That's cool.
Shout out.
Yeah, whenever I was down there, most of the Uber drivers we had were pretty damn cool, actually.
I have the best. I get good luck. I really do. And you know, several of them gave me, like Tavis, you know, gave me his number and said, if you ever need me to just drive you personally, I will. You know, I'm like, thank you. Cool. You know, because I have sometimes I'll message them first, and instead of giving Uber the money, no offense, Uber, we love you, but you know,
cut like, out the middleman there.
Get
a
cut, you know, and they only get the tip, so it was like, if I hit them up and like be like, you know, I got like two or three that I'm like, okay, are you in the area? You know, because I can just sell them, Cash App, Venmo them, and then like they'll take me wherever, and then they get the full cut. Because I can like look at the rate and say, oh, it's gonna be $20, $25, and then normally I'm gonna tip anyway. I can just Cash App, Venmo, or Zelle them, and then they get the full cut. There's no
Uber. It doesn't cost you any more money there, and and they're making more money on their end there. Yeah.
Right. And this guy's a single dad raising two kids.
Right.
And, you know, got sole custody and two sons, 8, 13. Very attractive. You know it, Tavis. But anyway, he's probably never going to listen to this. Actually, I've got his number though. So I'm going to message him. I'm going to say, hey, I gave you a shout out today. But yeah, definitely. So it's been an interesting day, but I'm gonna be bunkered down for the next 2 days. So
okay. Yeah, I'm still working on some more stuff for the website. Going back to that here real quick. There's a new newsletter that's gonna be I have the thing on the website there now for that, so you can subscribe to it there. Just need to put your email address in and subscribe to it there. Also, too, now we have a podcast schedule on the website, so that way you can tell whenever there's gonna be a Not Straight Cast or Not Straight Cast News. So I need to explain the difference between these two real quick.
Please do.
Okay, so we, you know, we're a bi-weekly podcast, right?
Right.
So basically what it is that the weeks that we don't have our full hour-long podcast come out, we have Not Straight Cast News come out. And basically what Not Straight Cast News is about 7 to 10 minutes long. It's basically the same thing except of the commentary, you know? It's basically a bunch of stories. That's all.
So it's basically the stories without our bullshit.
Yeah, it's basically LGBTQ headlines. Yeah, right? In some ways, possibly it can be more popular. I don't know.
Without your Northeast and Southeast perspectives from a North Street perspective.
Right. But still, actually, honestly, I mean, yeah, the actual full pass is more popular. So, but in this case, then, that way we have something coming out every week there. So you're going to be able to listen to something at least. So anyways, here we're gonna go ahead here, we're gonna take a break and get into the stories here, because we have to get this show,
let's get this show on the road.
Could exactly be, there be before your forever. Power goes out for days on end here, right?
Mind too, we got to be quick today.
So in this case then, we will be right back to Not Straight Cast after these messages. Hey there, listener. Did you know about Audible? Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible also includes thousands of podcasts, from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month and keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anywhere, anytime, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores. You decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Go to audibletrial.com/NSC. That's audibletrial.com/NSC.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than Vox Onyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your websites load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to VoxOnyx.com. That's VoxOnyx.com.
Attention gamers, ready to level up your game collection? Discover Gamefly. With Gamefly, rent the hottest new releases and classic favorites for your console or PC. No due dates, no late fees. Play as long as you want and swap when you're ready. Plus, enjoy free shipping both ways. It's the easiest way to game your way. Sign up today at nsc.lgbt/game and get your first month free. Gamefly, your ultimate game library delivered.
Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, where conversations spark connections, diversity takes center stage. Tune in for insightful dialogues on love, life, the news, and everything in between. Not Straight Radio is your destination for thought-provoking content that resonates with every shade of the rainbow. Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, because everybody's story deserves to be heard. Visit nsc.lgbt/radio to listen now.
And now it's time for the news. So a school private visitation activist and frequent Fox News guest whose work has been praised by former President Donald Trump was placed on leave by his conservative nonprofit employer after reports that he had appeared in gay pornography videos. Corey DeAngelis has been a senior fellow at the American Federation for Children, a conservative education nonprofit group formed by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos since 2021.
Can I get a boo? Right.
Yeah.
Can I please get a boo there?
Let me find the
somebody
boo.
Somebody being in there.
There we go.
Thank you.
Well, asked about the DeAngelis in the adult film reports, Rebecca Bidlack, a spokesperson for the organization, said that we have placed the employee on leave as we look into this matter further. Bidlack declined further comment. A person who resembles DeAngelis and performs under the name Seth Rose appeared in at least three gay adult films on the pornography website Gay Hoopla, dating to 2014. In the videos, Seth Rose does not have sexual contact with the other performers, whether he appears in scenes masturbating solo or alongside other men. The existence of the videos was first reported last week by the blog Straight Up Gay Porn, which shares gay porn and articles about sex. DeAngelis did not immediately respond to a request for comment. DeAngelis, who has more than 160,000 followers on X, received his PhD from the University of Arkansas in 2018 and has worked for several conservative nonprofit groups. In more recent years, he's become a fierce advocate of school choice, which subsidizes private schools with public dollars. He's also become a critic of discussing LGBTQ topics in schools. In 2021, Forbes cited DeAngelis on its education categories 30 under 30 list. DeAngelis has also regularly appeared as a guest on Fox News in recent years, with some of his appearances criticizing policies that support LGBTQ students. This year, DeAngelis released a book titled The Parent Resolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Ruining Our Schools. A description of the book says it exposes the hypocritical elites who are content to hold other people's children captive to poorly run government schools. Trump praised the book on his social media site, Truth Social, in May. Trump's endorsement of the book is pinned to the top of DeAngelis' Instagram account and quoted at the top of his X account. In July, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance shared one of DeAngelis' X posts that included a video of Vance vowing the fight for school children to get a good education and not an indoctrination. DeAngelis has not posted on his social media account since Thursday. His landing page at the American Federation for Children appears to have been taken down.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, somebody being hypocritical.
Well, those in public education, you know, and I work with all different types throughout education, but nobody liked Betsy. Okay.
Well,
and then
no,
the fact that Betsy's the one that got this guy, you know, his gig, and then you know, the whole thing about, you know, his book, The Parent Revolution, you know, and then now he's caught doing gay porn. Like, seriously? Like, and of course, it only makes sense,
right? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hypocrisy at his finest. And then he has not posted on social media. And his landing page for the American Federation for Children has been taken down. Go figure.
It's like, don't do as I do as I say, you know, kind of thing. That's what it feels like. And it is, yeah, just very
hypocritical. And then Trump praised them too.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
And like,
it's like he became very conservative all of a sudden. It's like, why? You know, you were in gay porn films, you know?
Yeah. Maybe he saw the light.
Conversion therapy, I think, right?
Honey, if he's in politics, honey, whatever, you know? Yeah. Like, he's obviously tight with Betsy. Betsy has her friends. Betsy got him in. And then here he is playing to the agenda, you know?
To money, be honest, you have to kind of get where the money is, right?
Power. And then, boom, they go back. Right. And with social media now, it's like, hello, okay, Mr. Gay Porn Star.
It's like, nobody will ever know, right?
Author of The Parent Revolution, rescuing your kids from the radicals ruining our schools. Well, I don't know. You were a former gay porn star.
Mm-hmm. You're the radical, apparently. <What? laughs> But seriously, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I swear, it's like, I feel like a lot of the stuff he was doing was a money grab, you know?
Oh, it is. It is, yeah. Completely. Friends in high places.
Right, exactly.
For real. So I'm like, whatever, let him just go away, you know? Exactly. Because with the election, I mean, obviously, I think he's done. It don't matter. I don't see how Trump or Vance can honestly praise him after this now. And you know how they are. So like, as soon as this happened, they're going to distance themselves from him. Like,
well, hold on. I forgot to put something in the document, okay. Actually. He contributed to Project 2025.
Oh, Lord. He's done. Okay, right? He's done.
I'm sorry. Once Project 2025 became public, you know, and everybody found out what, you know, they're trying to do with everything here. Yeah, it's become very unpopular, and everybody's trying to distance themselves from it there, especially Trump. You know, he's like, I never heard of it, never read it, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh. And I get those every day. If you live in Atlanta, yeah, you can relate. Being in a purple state, I'm sure you do too, being in a swing state.
Not as much, though, because we have a Democratic governor. But, and we're Democratic on the side of the state and in Philly.
I never, ever, because, oh my God, every day. Like, I checked my mail, had the Uber driver drop me off. I said, I haven't checked my mail, like, all week. And every single freaking thing in there was junk mail. Just and then it was, ads. Like, three more. Of the stupid Trump ones, and it's
Kamala
just like
Harris regurgitating is dangerously liberal.
The same shit over and over again, yeah. And then he puts this crazy shitty picture of Kamala on the other side, mm-hmm. And tries to say the same shit, and then he tries to say all this other shit on the other side. It's like, we've all seen it. I mean, it's so funny, like, there is the recycling bin for paper right beside the mailbox, which is perfect because everybody gets so much junk mail.
It's just getting
and they're
full.
All filled with Trump. They're all filled with the Trump postcards we get every other freaking day. So that's where all your money's going if you're donating to Trump. Because we get a postcard every other day with a stupid image, and it tells us how bad Kamala is. But, like, you know, it's horrible. It's so ghetto. It's mm-hmm. Everybody's over it, you know, like it, like I said, the whole half the freaking recycling, like, paper thing beside, and I live in a big complex, you've seen it, yeah. Like it's just filled, like, people just trash that shit, like, nobody's reading it. It's, you're done, dude, you mm-hmm. know, forget it.
Well, the next story here we have has nothing to do with reading, but I mean, it's kind of like, it's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
Yes.
And I have the next story. So, a Grindr date gone violently wrong left one man suffering from multiple stab wounds and his attacker mortally wounded when he fought back with a kitchen knife. Police sources say the victim, 27, used the popular gay dating app, Grindr, to invite the alleged attacker for a date and at his apartment in New York City's Upper East Side on Sunday afternoon. Around 1:30 p.m., the man reportedly became unexpectedly irrational and violent. "I hate all people," the guest reportedly blurted out before pulling out a knife and stabbing the host. Ouch. Despite suffering multiple wounds on his body, the alleged victim fought back. He managed to grab a kitchen knife and stab the attacker in the neck, chest, and was able to disable him, according to police sources. Now, when the police arrived, they found a bloody scene with the alleged attacker lying unconscious and non-responsive, according to the Post. Police pronounced him dead at the scene. They took the victim, suffering from multiple lacerations, to a local hospital where he was listed in serious but stable condition. Police reportedly recovered two knives at the scene. An investigation into the case is ongoing, and it is unclear if police will bring charges against the surviving man or determine if he acted in self-defense. No arrest has been made in the case. This is not the first time Grindr has been linked to violent crimes against gay men. In July, Deshaun Watkins, 29, was arrested and charged with the gruesome murder of a 14-year-old transgender girl, Polly A. Likens, who was dismembered and whose remains were found scattered in a lake in Clark, Pennsylvania, in the northwestern part of the state, according to official documents obtained by The Advocate. Watkins reportedly used Grindr to meet with Likens. "This is one of the worst homicide cases I've seen in my 46 years as a lawyer," Mercer County District Attorney Peter C. Aker said at the time, according to Transvitae. "We've had dismemberment cases before, but this is especially bad. I hope I never see another one of these."
I had a case one time there where I was living. I had a, I was running a house in Mount Washington, and I had a roommate. This is like about 12 years ago.
Okay.
And one of my roommate invited somebody over on Grindr. And I mean, it was a few times that they had met. This is not the first time they had met there. But all of a sudden, he got a knife pulled on him, you know, and he got cut under the eye there. So he had a slash under his eye. So I guess a scuffle ensued, and basically he kicked the other guy out of the house there. And I wasn't home at the time, but then I got home later and I was like, what the hell happened here? He has a cut under his eye there. It was like, you know, the sugar caners like completely spilled over and everything there. But yeah, basically he explained what happened there, and it was like, you know, I'll guess I'll need to go to the hospital, right? Yeah, so.
That's crazy. Like, I don't know. That's why people always, you know, make fun of me for living, like, you know, in gated communities or in apartment complexes or, like, with a lot of neighbors and stuff like that. But it's the security, you know, having neighbors around. Like,
I kind of have come to the point with, like, Grindr and even Scruff and these other hookup apps, is that either one, I had to meet them in public first, or I just had to meet them out, not on the app. You know, I can't just invite them over to my house.
Oh, okay.
Sight unseen.
We're different in that regard.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, is exactly what happened here. You know, so that's kind of why, you know, it just kind of worries me, especially after what happened to my roommate there, kind of turned me off to it, which is very unfortunate there, because it's kind of like, you know, it'd be nice if I can go around living life being naive, but I can't do that anymore, you know?
I do.
Well, I wish I could. But again,
you know, I have neighbors and cameras and, you know, that's why I always live somewhere, like, where I have neighbors and people that I can trust that are around, like.
Right.
Because, like, I'll get certain people, like, you know, especially, like, a lot of the Delmo guys are like, oh, like, you know, I can't show my face. Okay, well, that's great. Because, like, how are you going to get into the gate? How are you going to get in the building? You know? Like,
right.
There's video. Somebody has to buzz you in, like, dipshit, you know? Like, and then when they realize you're not, like, remote or, like, rural and, like, you know, you live with a lot of neighbors or people nearby and stuff like that, then that kind of weans them off a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. So maybe in a sense there, you can kind of, like, you know, you can sort through like the crap, you know, and get maybe to the better stuff.
It's not guaranteed. I've had my fair share of people over here where I've messaged a neighbor before and said, hey, come knock on my door, you know, like get this person out of my house, and they have, and you know, then they will. So before we even get anywhere, because it's like, this ain't happening.
Right, exactly. Because I mean, it just, I don't know what it is. It's kind of like, I think both you and I expect the same out of other people, and they come nowhere near that, you know?
Yeah.
And that may explain why we're both single still. I don't know why. But anyways.
Maybe.
Who knows? But anyways, here we're gonna go ahead here. We're gonna take our second break here. So we'll be right back. Two more. Not straight cast.
Sounds good.
After these messages.
Looking for your next great find? At 2nd and Charles, discover a road of treasures. Books, vinyl records, video games, and more. Whether you're into the latest bestsellers or nostalgic classics, 2nd and Charles has got you covered. Visit nsc.lgbt/Charles to check out their online selection. That's nsc.lgbt/CHARLES.
Craving a sound check that celebrates you? Tune in to LGBTQ Radio, playing your favorite not straight music. From pop anthems to indie beats, LGBTQ Radio plays the hits that cater to our community. Stream your favorite artists and discover new tracks that will keep you dancing all day and night. No talk, all tunes, LGBTQ Radio, where every beat is a celebration of you. Listen now at LGBTQRadio.com.
Cuplet is passionate about specialty coffee. Queer woman-owned and built for everyone, Cuplet was created to make great coffee more fun and approachable. They skip the pretentious tasting notes and gatekeeping and get right to the good part. Ridiculously delicious coffee you can prepare however the f*** you like. Shop online at nsc.lgbt/coffee. That's nsc.lgbt/COFFEE.
Celebrate Pride every day with Pride Check, where you can wear your pride loud and proud. Discover a vibrant collection of LGBTQ plus apparel, accessories, and home decor that let you show your true colors. From rainbow flags to inclusive tees, we've got everything you need to express yourself. Plus, a portion of every purchase supports LGBTQ plus charities. Shop with pride and make a difference. Visit nsc.lgbt/pride and find your new favorite way to shine.
And welcome back to Not Straight Cast. So, how's the storm going there?
It is getting intense.
Getting intense.
You already saw my power go out once when I first started. And this rain just went to a whole another level, friend.
We can't hear it, but I mean, doesn't mean it's not there.
Oh, it is. It's not good. Right. And we have this going on till Saturday, and this is not even the true like storm yet.
Because you guys got rain, but it wasn't from the hurricane,
right?
On Thursday
we had another storm. This was supposed to happen Thursday today.
Okay,
of course it is. And then it was supposed to last till like Saturday morning. But then we had this other storm that came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
the regular storm that came in on Tuesday. So it's been raining here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then tomorrow, and then Saturday. But now we're getting the hurricane. So the lights have been flickering. I got the bathtubs filled up, the water, right. Lanterns, coolers, you name it.
It was nice knowing you, Josh.
I know, right? I know.
It's when the tree falls in your house. Yeah. Bye-bye.
I know.
But anyways, here we'll
pray for me. To all our viewers, please pray for me. Pray for me and Florida. And yeah, South Carolina.
Anyways, we're going to get into the next story here. No, it's fine. No, I mean, you're kind of dealing with, you know, some crappy weather down there. So
it's shitty. It's horrible. It's really bad. And I know Florida's got it much worse than us.
So, I mean, be happy we're all still alive, basically.
Yeah.
So
this could be my last one, y'all.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you to all the fans.
Anyways, we're going to go ahead here. Like I said,
let's get moving, honey. I'm so dramatic.
Because I need to get some money out of you there before you die. You
know? Okay, let's go. Roll with it, baby.
So do you know who Harrison Butker is?
Hell no.
Okay. So basically, the whole entire thing with Harrison Butker is that he gave a commencement speech at Kansas's Benedictine College back in May 2024.
I did hear about this. Liberal arts
school. Yeah. And he basically said there's like, congratulations, you're graduating, but I think you're more exciting about getting married and having children. Yeah, basically he said some Catholic leaders were pushing dangerous gender ideologies on the youth of America. Basically here he also said Pride Month, particularly important time for LGBTQ rights movement, and his stance of abortion. He said, I think it's you, the women, who have the most diabolical lies told to you. He said, some of you may go on the least successful careers in the world, but I venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. And then he goes on to say his wife, Isabella, there was that she was happy that her life truly started there once she had, you know, her baby.
I do remember this. Baby wife,
yeah.
And he kind of disappeared. So what's up with him now?
He's the Kansas City Chiefs kicker. He's pretty good, apparently.
Okay.
But apparently last week.
I remember he was in a lot of hot shit for that. Yeah.
He shanked an extra point attempt.
Oh.
Shot in the fruge, you know. So basically it's kind of like, you know, like they were talking about this here, and actually the extra point is so automatic there after the touchdown that they were talking about actually eliminating it.
Really?
So only a smattering of people missed this extra point all season long there, but yeah, he missed it in prime time. So, oh well.
Oh wow, good.
So anyways, here, so they were talking about this here whenever he missed it here. Okay. And this is during Sunday Night Football here.
Okay.
Commentators, Mike Chirico and Chris Collinsworth. Basically here in this case, then there was a flag at the top of the goalpost when he shanked it.
Okay.
And basically Collinsworth, he's like, I love doinks. It's great. The flag at the top of my looks like what? Tell him what it looks like. Collinsworth nudged. And Tirico is like, oh, flag football. And then Collinsworth encouraged Tirico to then talk about college flag football there and just flag football in general and how the Falcons are recognizing the game's growth in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The team is displaying the flags of every high school football team in Georgia behind the broadcast booth, including flag football clubs.
Yeah.
And apparently that more women are getting into the sport now. So, yeah. So it's one of those cases that were basically, it's kind of like they were kind of like saying that, hey, you know, more we're getting in the sport, then is the perfect time to go ahead and talk about this here. And I'm not sure whether they were, you know, on purpose trying to mention that women are getting more into football. But yeah.
One of my best friends is very into football, more so than me.
And then also, too, here is that the NFL is really embracing football for everyone.
Right.
Obviously, it doesn't sit well with Butker, you know.
Oh, no. Of course. Yeah. And
so basically, we had these gay flag football leagues there, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, but it's also, too, where like a lot of people can, you know, balance their identity as being gay or lesbian with, you know, their athletic ability in football.
Right. Exactly.
I figure this is good, you know. It's kind of like, it's a little bit of schadenfreude, you know. It's kind of like, you know, basically he's shanking extra points there, you know. And also, too, the talk about that, apparently he's not a good tackler either.
I know, right? And right. The fact, too, is, you know, the Swifties, you know, he's on the same team.
Travis Kelce is mistaken, one of his teammates.
It yeah. is. Mm-hmm. Yup. And we all know her views on things, so especially with him, you know, saying keep the women in the kitchen, and after he did that whole thing, I remember back, she was not too happy about that, and neither was he, and
it's just very misogynistic, and just completely, you know, it's kind of like it goes against what most people think nowadays, or it's like,
right,
women should have an extended role, not be like pushed into the kitchen, made in the Susie Homemaker, you know?
Yeah, and he's like a celebrity too. So it's like, even though you're an athlete, you're still a celebrity. And it's like, people look up to you. And it's like, I used to teach and people loved football. So like,
yeah.
I mean, it's really sad when something happens to like a former player and like, they're totally disgraced because you think of all the people that looked up to them and they were role models and that's what they wanted to be. And then they're not, you know, like, cracked up to what they were supposed to be, you know, like.
And as a side, a good person who was supposed to be a role model but turned into evil, Ellen DeGeneres.
P. Diddy.
I know. Yeah, it's like they'll come out and be like, you know, I'm tough. I'm, you know, I'm a demanding boss. And everybody's like, it was like during one of our specials, it's like the applause went on for minutes. And it's kind of like, what's wrong with you people? You know, it's like, Orion. She's evil incarnate, you know?
And I didn't even know who he was until that speech. No. I saw okay. P. Diddy back when he was Puff Daddy with Lil' Kim.
Uh-huh.
AMAs and 112 and the whole 9 yards back in the 90s. Okay, now I'm telling my age. Thank you, Joe. But anyway, but like, oh God, I know, right. As the rain kicks in and even furious, but I did watch a special on that last night, but I didn't know who this guy was until okay. he made that speech. And that's yeah. the only reason. That's why when you
nobody
said
nobody knew who he was until he made that speech.
And you always do the more like political, like, you know, sports. And I did more the like the pop culture and Grindr and stuff like that, because that's more my scene. I didn't know who he was until that, because there was such a backlash against it. And that's why it made me remember Taylor, you know, and that she was dating that guy and that he was on the same team and he was against it. And
in this case here, then, yeah, enough about football and sports ball and everything there.
And I was born during the Super Bowl, y'all, but you know what?
I missed the Pittsburgh Steelers winning, you know.
Hey, I did hear that they were winning, though.
Well, I think you were born during the time where they were going through a slump, you know, because it was like
70s. No, I'm not telling. Because the team that won the Super Bowl the year that I ain't won one in a while. People could do the math. I was born during a Super Bowl. That's all I got to say.
Super Bowl 10.
I was a Super Bowl Sunday, baby.
Right.
But yeah, I watched the P. Diddy documentary, believe it or not. Last night, so that was interesting, but that's for another show and another story, because honestly, he's being as disgraced. I mean, of course, this guy's nowhere near the fame and the level, but
I also did study up a little more on P. Diddy there, because I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about him. So
JoJo doesn't, y'all. Now, I've been watching Puffy, honey, forever, since the beginning of Bad Boy, like East Coast, West Coast rivalry. Okay. Like JoJo don't know all the street and hip hop stuff like I do. So that's why I'm here, y'all.
But anyways, you have the next story here. It's about
LGBTQ
book clubs.
The ever evolving membership of the Little Gay Book Club in Austin, Texas, gather several times a month to read together, to celebrate their love of literature, and of course to debate the latest selections. They're one of a small but growing number of LGBTQ book clubs coming up across the United States, from Philly to Richmond, among others, that meet regularly to share books and dish about their lives. Book clubs create an opportunity for queer people in particular, or just any minoritized people, to access stories about our realities that are similar to us, and access stories about people in our community that are different from us. Lex Loro, the genderqueer manager of the book club, said. Loro, who became the club manager last year, is responsible for greatly expanding its offerings. Over the course of each month, the Little Gay Book Club reads and meets to discuss a fiction book, a nonfiction book, a banned young adult book, and a fourth wildcard selection. In addition, one of the books gets a repeat discussion through a Zoom-based meeting of the club. Some discussions are intimate gatherings of 5 to 10 folks, while the most popular books can draw dozens. Occasionally, the authors drop in. The Little Gay Book Club has also helped rediscover their love of reading and explore their own identities through the pages. Teddy, a trans man and member of the club, told me he got burnt out on reading after college, only to rediscover how important it can be during his transition. I would like to read about people that look a lot like more like me and have similar experiences and kind of figure out where I sit, he recalled thinking, and so that ignited that within me again. A few other LGBTQ book clubs have begun to pop up in the South and elsewhere in the United States. Loro cited Richmond's RVA, Queer Book Club, and the book club operated out of Giovanni's Room in Philadelphia as inspirations for their work.
Now, this is good that, you know, people are reading books there, you know, in that.
It really is. Yes. Yeah. Anna Raby, the lesbian founder of the RVA Queer Book Club, and she said that she believes books help us access stories that wouldn't be told by Hollywood or other big media producers. you kind of lose some of the intricacies of queer love stories or backgrounds, or the diversity that you get from books or short stories that you don't normally see anywhere else. National advocacy groups like GLAAD have noticed the potential of LGBTQ book clubs to have a positive impact on queer folks' life. They can also be a way of showing us to oppose the growing wave of censorship, especially in the South. Despite dangerous rhetoric and legislation from lawmakers, LGBTQ folks and allies will continue to find these safe spaces and expand their understanding of themselves and each other, she added.
This is Sarah Kate Ellis, right?
Yes.
You said that.
Absolutely.
She's the spokesperson and president for GLAAD.
Sarah Kate Ellis said that. She is the GLAAD president and CEO. GLAAD has also grown so concerned that it released a guide on community response to book bans.
Right.
Thank you.
Back in Austin, Laura said the book club has been a source of queer joy, even as our political opponents would like to see us cower in fear. The reality is we have a lot of work to do in South Central Texas to make this environment safe and comfortable for people, but we don't have to wait until we reach a certain point in that fight to do things for queer people that are fun, they said with a laugh. Good for them.
Yeah, I figured this would be interesting to you there, considering you kind of deal with books for a living.
Publishing.
There. So, yeah. And
so many people ask me about it, and they don't realize how many book bans. And it's actually, Joe, National Book Ban Week.
Oh, wow.
So this is a whole week in the publishing world that we celebrate banned books. You know, from simple titles, you know, to... Yeah. LGBTQ to anything, you know. There's so many books that have been challenged and banned clear down to children's literature, and this is a week in publishing that we celebrate those banned books, and librarians do, and it's just a very big week, and it's something that I focus on closely. And if you see, of course you follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn, so you see. Totally, because with me being in publishing, every state is different, especially in the South. It's much right. more liberal up north, and once you get down south, it gets much more conservative, and parents have much more of a voice, which is kind of sad, you know, because I loved books, and there's certain books that I read in school that are now banned, and they were part of, you know, the curriculum. And
so let me ask you a question here, and I'll say what I think first here about books there, but I want your opinion on this here too. Why do you like books so much? At least for me, it's that it forces me to use my imagination.
Yes.
When I'm reading a book there, you know, it's kind of like I'm exercising that part of my brain, and I can't do that watching a TV show or a movie.
Right. And that's what I love too. And something else I love to do too is, like, you know, even, you know, I love to read books, and then they turn a lot of books into movies now. It's just not the same. Or there's a lot of times I'll watch a movie and not realize that it was previously a book. And then I'll buy the book and I read the book and I'm like, oh my gosh, the book was so much better than the film, you know? But you have to use your imagination. It's like, that's why when you do watch certain movies, it's like you have a character already thought out in your head of how they look.
Yeah.
How they talk, how they dress. Mm-hmm. Like, because you're using your imagination. It's kind of becomes your own story. And then you watch the movie and you're kind of like, oh, that's totally not how I picture that person.
I would not interpret it that way. Yeah, correct. Uh-huh.
But it's nice. And like, I love to read. And I've had some downtime lately because of my injury. And I've been reading again. And I really enjoy it. You know, a lot of the books I have to read are, you know, I already give myself away on this podcast. But anyway, a lot of them are children's books, you know, and that's cool and all, but you know, I've been a teacher for a long time, but I've gotten to get to start to read like adult books again, you know, like an actual novel, like gay novels, erotic novels.
I probably have a stack of books about a foot high that I need to get to reading. And it's just kind of like,
you just get lost in the pages and it's something that I have enjoyed lately that I really kind of forgot about because I got so focused in work. Like when I was a teacher, there's always children's literature. A lot of my career has been based on children's literature and publishing. So it's nice for me to get to read adult, especially I'm reading one right now that I read probably almost 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And it's called Male Model. It was very hard to find. I randomly remembered this book from way back in the day. Checked it out at the library back in probably my teens. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
And hadn't read about it maybe in the Advocate out, something like that, you know. Checked it out at the library, and that's how I read it. It was a fabulous book, and I managed to find it, and I'm reading it again. So,
no, that's very good there. Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, I kind of realized as I kind of like, you know, especially with what you have going on now with the hurricane coming through, or in this case, will be a tropical storm by the time it hits you. You know, get out a candle, read a book. You know,
it is, and it's so nice. I forgot how much I enjoyed reading. Yeah. And then when I was at the beach not too long ago, I was reading again, and I noticed I had a ton of tabloids, like gay literature, like The Owl, The Advocate, like all those. But I took a few books with me, and I kept finding myself just, you know, sitting there on the beach with my toes in the sand, listening to the ocean, and just like reading a book and getting lost in a book.
Right.
And being like sucked into like, I want to find out what happens next. I heard my grinder going off. With you're my like,
put that away
on.
There. It's kind of like, I don't need to
and
deal with that.
And guess what? I'm like sitting here like, oh my God, I got to read till the end of this chapter before I check to see who you are. Because I'm like, oh my God, like it's getting really intense. And I think they're about to like screw and like, you know.
I want
to
get in my world of fantasy before I get ripped back in reality there. And
yeah, you know? I'm like, because maybe you could be like this guy or this character.
Right.
Know? Like, you never know. Like, I don't know. And it's nice having that because with TV, you don't, you know, like.
But with they my just, luck, it's usually somebody who wants the message on Telegram or WhatsApp.
Right, because I watched like, the other day, like the Netflix, like the Menendez brothers again, you know. But oh, we've okay, all that seen movie, that yeah. like a million times, you know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Ryan Murphy did a wonderful job, and I love everything he does.
Yeah, but that feels like a cash grab in a sense, you know.
But you know, that was going on back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow.
I don't remember like, now exactly what happened with all that there, but yeah, it wasn't good.
But
if I remember.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it kind of renewed interest, I guess, but like,
yeah,
it's kind of like, oh my God, how many documentaries can you have of the same people and how many movies? And but people just need to open a book, go mm-hmm. to the library, ask the librarian, where is the gay literature?
Right.
Oh my gosh. There's like a shitload. Enjoy. It's free. Read a book, you know?
Right.
And you'll enjoy, you know? Like, and then, like you said, it's your imagination and it's exactly. going to take you where you want to go. So,
in this case here, we come to the end of the show. And guess what time it is?
The moment of conclusion, darling. I was so extra there.
You are right. In our moment of conclusion today, Valentina Gomez, an anti-LGBTQ provocateur and failed Republican candidate for Missouri Secretary of State, who made the Don't Be Weak and Gay her campaign slogan, you remember her, we talked about her before, has had her account on X demonetized after repeatedly using anti-gay slurs. She's now ranting about a restriction, especially since she purchased a Cybertruck. You know, that stupid electric vehicle designed by Tesla.
I'm so sick of seeing those.
Oh, my God. Actually, you know what? It was when I was down in Atlanta, I saw my first one. And they look even stupider in person than they do in the pictures.
There's so many here. I bet you if you did, like, a rundown analysis, our state has a shitload of them. Like, seriously, it's bad. Like,
so she goes on to say here, yeah. Elon Musk, I dropped $100K on your Cybertruck and then you demonetized me. The gun-toting, flame-throwing loser tweeted on Monday, I should have bought another Prius, she added, referencing Toyota's hybrid gas and electric vehicle. Just the day before Gomez was literally platforming the massive and ostentatious utility vehicle, her video showed her standing on their Cybertruck roof and invoking a conspiracy theory claiming that the first assassination attempt against Donald Trump was an inside job. This is a slanted roof, and I can definitely hit a target from 500 yards, she said. Tuning a fully loaded AR-15. This was an inside job and we must protect the president at all costs. Day before Gomez was once again on the roof of her truck, firing an Elon Musk flamethrower with their music remix of Trump's outrageous debate claim that Haitian migrants are eating Ohio pets.
Oh, Lord. Ebony Hyde, my darling, the Haitians are going to eat you, baby.
She captioned the video, hide your cats, hide your dogs, and buy guns. I swear, it's just kind of like, you know, guns, guns, guns. It's like, seems to be the whole entire platform of the Republican Party. You know?
Yes.
Anyways, Gomez apparently bought her a new rig in August, tweeting at the self-entitled fellow conspiracy theorist and Rolls Widgets man, the Cybertruck is not weaking gay. Elon Musk, I approve. But days later, X sanctioned Gomez after she posted another video since blocked from the platform for using a gay slur. The post was restricted for violating X's hateful conduct guidelines, and Gomez's account was demonetized. One user replied to Gomez's complaint to Musk, I don't think it's Elon. I think there's someone at X is targeting accounts that are pro-Trump. In response, she posted that Elon needs to fire that pussy. Well, she's mad about the X slap. Gomez, who used another flamethrower to burn a pile of LGBTQ-themed books early in her campaign, doesn't seem to harbor any resentment for the Tesla company owner. I'm not that mad at Elon, to be honest, she posted after the fact. It's just kind of like, I swear, it's kind of like, we're going to do anything to fit your narrative, you know?
Yeah, and the fact that she bought a Cybertruck doesn't sit well with me.
I'm sorry. Stupidity rules in this case, Serena.
Everybody is, like, making fun of them. Like, I just can't even... Like, I saw one.
It's not a good truck, day. You know?
It's not even a truck, and it's just so ugly. It looks like steel. Like, it looks like...
It looks like you, if you had a graphics card 10 years ago and you're playing a game, you know, it's that blocky, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a Nintendo or something, like really crappy graphics. Like, it's just like,
yeah.
I don't know. I saw one in Atlanta the other day when I was in the back of an Uber and they had it tricked out with some advertising and stuff on it. And it just, it looks so bad. And then
right now it's just kind of like, you know, it's a curiosity there, but I think,
and then they've had so many recalls too.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing. Like, ugh. And that now the car washing, the poor one guy washed his car and couldn't even get it to start.
Right?
I'm like, oh my God. Like, this thing.
Apparently, there's a car wash mode on these cyber trucks and everything there that you have to put it in there. Now otherwise, you'll ruin the truck. So I'm sorry. Yeah, if the truck is that weak that, you know, you can ruin it right by running it through a car wash. Sad.
That's pretty bad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also, too, I was reading something online there that basically, the Tesla's autonomous driving mode, if you get in front of it and then tap your brakes there, it will slam on its brakes if it's following you too closely. So it's kind of like one of those things where people be driving along there and all of a sudden you see something up on, you know, like you see somebody up on your ass and you basically go ahead there and hit the brakes. It will slam on their brakes there and these people will fly against the windshield. You know, kind of thing.
It's crazy. I know. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, the Teslas really did take over, especially they're very popular here in Atlanta, but the Cybertruck, like,
yeah,
I just don't get it. Like, I saw even a meme earlier today on Facebook and there was like somebody, they were like at a Lowe's or something.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And they had a regular truck, right?
Yeah. The boards put in the back of it there.
Typical hardware store, whatever.
It's a bunch of deck.
Load some lumber or some shit. I don't know what it is. You know me. But it was so funny. It was like, this ain't even a truck, you know, because like the way they had to try to like weigh it down or like tie it down compared to putting it in the truck, like putting it in the truck, they could just like put it in there, you know, and like drive off, like, you know, whereas they had to like strap it down all special and shit for the Cybertruck because it doesn't, you know, like it's flat.
Well, the truck bed's like, not that big in a Cybertruck there.
And basically,
they
should
put it in like, so it extended at an angle. So basically, is weighted down towards the bottom there, but they put it flat. And I guess they drove out of the parking lot and they didn't even get out of the parking lot there and the thing slid out and fell.
And because I think they had to zip tie it or some shit.
Yeah, they didn't
It was secure properly. It was nuts. Yeah.
So no matter what truck they had there, they would have been screwed. But
it's not like a real truck. That's the thing. Like, I mean, you can call it a truck, but that, you know, I'm a Southern boy. That ain't a truck. Like,
and it's a small bed there, too, for such a large truck, you know?
You ain't gonna take that thing mudding, honey.
Right? You probably ruin it there because you won't put it in car wash mode, so,
I know, because then you can't even take it for a car wash.
Right.
All right.
But anyways, here, we could talk about the Cybertruck all day, but, you know, it's a fail. Anyways.
It is epic.
Yes. So, We want to thank you very much for listening to Nostradcast this week here. Anyways, you can email us at feedback on nostradcast.com, or you can also go on our website and click on the contact us and record a voice message, or you can just go to nsc.lgbt/vm. For access to all our websites, visit nostradworld.com. And until next time, have a not straight one.
Straight one.